Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on Radio MD and iHeart. Thanks for downloading us and do rate us every week. Thanks for listening, most importantly. This is number 900A. 900, that's a lot of podcasts. Thanks for making them possible. Folic acid and prenatal multivitamins are linked to healthy brain development through childhood. You need to take them before and during pregnancy, both guy and woman. Guy, obviously, beforehand, and women beforehand and during pregnancy. Staying with one doctor, one primary care doctor, prolongs your life. How much? An amazing amount. Working long hours can raise the risk of disease, and 99% of us aren't washing our hands the right way. What is the right way? We'll tell. Sleep disturbances affect 81% of National Guard soldiers after deployment. What to do about it? Secondhand smoking is tied to snoring in kids and sleep apnea. Drinking coffee may help you live longer. And safety net clinics are uneven in delivery of help to quit smoking aids. So let's get to these stories right away and tell them what they mean for you. Obviously, washing your hands correctly means a lot for you. But let's start with the safety net clinics. Healthcare or health clinics where low-income people in the United States obtain medical care offer irregular help in quitting smoking. And the availability of assistance varies by patient's ethnicity and other things like insurance type. The odds of getting both counseling and medication, the best practices, are lower among patients of all ethnicities than they were among non-Hispanic whites. Patients with Medicaid, the government insurance for low-income recipients, had 17% higher odds of receiving counseling and medication compared with commercially insured patients. What, you say? That's right. The Medicaid program covers these better than commercial insurance. Commercial insurance says, well, if you're rich enough to have commercial insurance, you should be rich enough to be able, or good enough to be able to, pay for your nicotine replacement and your pills. It's wrong. We expect, when we're in an insurance program, to be able to have our medicines, even our patches for smoking cessation, paid for. And the insurance company should pay for them. Oprah was nice enough when there was one insurance company in Ohio that didn't cover it after I threatened to expose them on Oprah when we went through this big campaign to reduce smoking in Northeast Ohio. She was nice enough to let me announce the name of that slovenly insurance company, United. I won't say it again. That didn't cover it on their commercial programs. Now uninsured people get less odds of getting it, but Medicaid covers it in, I think, every state. It's part of the requirements of Medicaid. Next story is, and so what's the message is, if you need smoking cessation aid, if you smoke, use tobacco in any way, even if you use vaping or hookah, use the patch, 120 milligram patch a day. If you're smoking a pack a day equivalent, or an hour in a hookah power equivalent, and you can use two or three patches if you're doing 2 or 3 hours in the hookah power, or 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes. And after you make it through day 7, it's easiest, but also get help with the anti-craving pill and some counseling. All of those go together. Quitting by yourself, very tough to do. It's got a less than a 2% success rate. What's key for your brain development throughout childhood so you don't smoke, so you're smart enough not to? And that is... the people who actually have a prenatal vitamin by their mom for 3 months before pregnancy and through pregnancy, or for their dad 3 months before pregnancy, have better white matter development. That's what this new study showed. It has full thickness of your brain, and so the actual physical condition of your brain is better 2 years later. That's what this study showed. The next study is on sleep disturbances. 81% of National Guard soldiers after deployment, by the way, so the message on that is, please, if you're having sex and you're in the potentially pregnant era, meaning for women between, 13 and 50, and men, if you're having sex with a woman between 13 and 50, you probably should be taking a prenatal multivitamin if you're a woman. And if you're a guy, you probably should be on some form of vitamin, multivitamin that has folate in it. You want that your whole life if you're a woman, half in the morning, half in the evening, because it decreases cancer and cardiovascular disease if you take it for 20 or more years. Same for guys after the age of 50, or if you're having sex with someone who's between 13 and 50 and potentially pregnant. Sleep disturbances now affect 81% of National Guard soldiers after deployment, whether deployed to a war zone or whether deployed to the border, Mexican border. The message is you need to discuss strategies with your doc, if you are one of these, for getting better sleep and learn to manage stress routinely. The study that was done highlights the importance of persistent sleep problems that often go unaddressed, but that takes a real toll on patients' lives. The next story that we should talk about is a very interesting one because I didn't expect this. Staying with one doctor prolongs your life about 4 years. That's right. Seeing the same primary care doctor or the same specialist for one problem that you've got prolongs life in the case of a primary care doc by about 4 years, according to this study, which actually was a review of 22 other studies. So that's pretty amazing. I didn't know this data even exists, but the personal relationship, obviously, between a caregiver and a patient should also include nurses and nurse practitioners, but is really important and is with the practitioner, not with the office, not with the health system, et cetera. So I think that's the message is stay with your doc, interview your doc before you get them, and then if you find a good one, stay with them. If you don't, remember, you're the patient. Fire your doc and get a new one and stay with that one for a long time. July is the most dangerous month to go swimming. Why? Because there's a lot of fecal matter in the streams and beaches and bodies of water in public parks, the report says. So they looked at 4,000 plus parks, rivers, and lakes and oceans where there were swimming holes, meaning not as much, if you will, streaming through this area. And they found that there were a lot of fecal matter contamination, both from entry of fecal matter from sewage lines, but also from other people in that swimming hole. And so the message is don't poop in the swimming hole and make sure you choose a good one. It should be go without saying don't poop in the swimming hole. Story that I... Oh, God, where do we go with these stories? We go wherever the news of the week takes us and that can help you. Working long hours does raise your risk of disease, especially among women. Women who work more than 45 hours a week at a 51% higher risk of developing diabetes compared to women working 40 hours or less a week. Men, also an increased risk, not as great. That's probably because women have caregiving responsibilities and are more stressed. What they recommend doing is learning how to manage stress and not working more than 45 hours a week for anyone. Someone who is a workaholic, I depended on my wife to do a lot more work and raise the kids, even though she was working and she is a physician as well. I got lucky and was able to work much more than that. So I'm probably not the right one to be talking about the solution to this, but the solution is finding a way to not be stressed and to enjoy that work. I love what I do. U.S. coal industry needs to fight a fundamental shift to fight black lung disease. Turns out black lung disease is on the upswing again from coal plants, and it is apparently that the coal dust from explosions, from fracking, from whatever they do to be able to get more coal out of the mine seems to be increasing the black lung disease risk. So it is take charge of yourself. If you are in one of these mines, I think if you're a coal miner, and I hate to say this, but I don't know any other way of saying it, you gotta get to a different job. Coal mining just isn't safe. Move across country, do whatever you have to do that, and get to another area. Exercise does aid weight loss, but you've got to do enough. You know, I see people who go to Curves and other exercise programs that are attributed to weight loss, but only do a little exercise. You have to do 60 minutes a day of at least walking, 6,000 steps a day before you start to lose weight. If you do less than 60 minutes or less than 6,000 steps a day, you compensate for the increased exercise with increased food, according to this provocative new study. What's the message? Do 10,000 calories, do 10,000 steps a day. That's what we recommend. 10,000 steps a day, plus 30 minutes of resistance training. That's for your brain as well as your weight loss. Plus 20 minutes, three times a week of cardio, plus 40 jumps a day. That's the ideal, the minimum you can do for maximum health benefit. And remember, you won't lose weight if you're doing exercise with a diet until you get more than 6,000 steps a day. And do it in a unpolluted area. Air pollution is responsible for 1 in 7 diabetes cases. That's right. That small particulate matter, it's not just in Beijing or some other country or India. It's in the United States as well. It's in all the countries of the world. Turns out air pollution may account for 1 in 7 new diabetes cases, comparing high and low risk areas in diabetes risk. It may be that people avoid going and exercising outside or exercising at all when they see air pollution. So I don't know that that's a perfectly valid cause and effect, but high air pollution areas increase diabetes risk significantly. Message, choose your home carefully. Choose your occupation to avoid air pollution carefully. And that goes for avoid smoking. Secondhand smoke not only is bad for you, but increases your child's snoring and risk of sleep apnea 15 years later. Avoid this. It's not only increases asthma, not only increases chronic lung disease, but it increases snoring and sleep apnea. Messages, get help to quit smoking. Next story that I want to talk to you about is on washing your hands. And this is the key story. They filmed people washing their hands 97% of the time. They were washing their hands incorrectly. That is, if they had a salmonella on the chicken or turkey, they would not get rid of it by the way they washed their hands. If they had norovirus, they didn't know how to wash their hands. So there are videos on YouTube on how to wash your hands. Please study one of those. It is to avoid foodborne illness, wash your hands and wash them regularly and learn how to wash them correctly, singing that happy birthday song. The last study, I want to give you a happy news. I'm going to take a gulp of it now. 500,000 people who looked at their caffeine habits during the study's 10-year follow-up period, 114,000 died. You were less likely to die the more coffee you had. And overall, relative to non-drinkers, those who drank one cup of coffee had an 8% lower risk of death. Those who drank three or more cups, a 16% lower risk of dying, and wasn't affected by the genes or how fast you metabolize coffee. Half of it caffeine, half of it the brown stuff, which contains polyphenols that serve to increase your in-cell antioxidant capability. So, key stories. The first one, learn to wash your hands. Second one, drink coffee. Third, stay with one doctor. Fourth, if you're going to get pregnant, make sure you take a prenatal multivitamin and half a multivitamin morning and night. And remember, if you're going to be deployed as a National Guard soldier or have trouble sleeping, learn to manage your stress level. That's a key. And whatever you do, quit smoking. It's good for your health, good for your kids' health, and good for society. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual, number 900. Hope we gave you some good tips that you can do for yourself to make yourself healthier and keep you in the pink. And thanks, Darian, for wonderful engineering. Thank you for downloading us. Hope you'll rate us. Tell your friends about us. 50,000 plus of you a week, I hope, can't be wrong. So we'll keep doing it as long as you keep downloading us. This is number 900. Thanks again.